Howdy, and welcome to today's episode of This Week in Texas. I'm your host, Jeremy Kitchen. Here's your brief update on what you can expect in Texas politics today, Wednesday, April 21st. The overall Texas House of Representatives will convene at 10 a.m. today. They'll take up and consider 44 total bills. 15 of those will be heard for the first time by the whole body. The most notable of these are House Bill 8 by State Representative Leo Pacheco, a Democrat from San Antonio, which would address an existing issue where current licensed law enforcement officers seeking employment or a transfer to another location have to deal with no standardization between how their employment records are handled between departments. This bill would direct the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement, or TCOL, to adopt a standard and require the electronic transfer of such employment records. This is a legislative priority of Speaker Dade Phelan's. Another bill, House Bill 1525 by State Representative Dan Huberty, a Republican from Humble, has been pitched as the cleanup bill for some unintended consequences of the massive school finance reform seen last session in House Bill 3. The bill specifically addresses issues related to local taxation and revenue, charter school funding, changes to the career and technology education allotment and the fast growth allotment, early literacy training requirements for educators, and the teacher incentive allotment. There are 24 pre-filed amendments to the bill to also be considered. Critics of the bill decry that additional funding for public education can't come without reforms in how the funding is allocated. Another bill, House Bill 3376 by State Representative Morgan Meyer, a Republican from Dallas, would work to close what's kind of been dubbed as the disaster loophole, which has been exploited by local governments over the last year or so in the wake of emergency declarations, and as a result of the omnibus property tax reform bill from the last legislative session. Supporters of the bill say that it extends good property tax protections. The companion bill by State Senator Paul Bettencourt, a Republican from Houston, who was also the author of the property tax reform bill from last session, passed the Senate on Monday by a vote of 25 in favor and 6 opposed, Democrats being the only votes against. House Bill 1441 by State Representative Matt Schaefer, a Republican from Tyler, is an asset forfeiture reform bill being considered by the House today as well, and it would shift the burden of proof from the property owner to that of the state before any taking of property of the accused is allowed. The House Democrat Caucus was originally scheduled to hold a press conference this morning laying out their priorities for the state budget being deliberated in the House tomorrow. It has since been canceled, and instead a press conference has been scheduled for tomorrow morning where they plan to specifically talk about Medicaid expansion. This is notable for a few reasons, in that since the U.S. Supreme Court decision in 2012 and the legislative session in 2013, there have always been budget amendments seeking to expand Medicaid in Texas that have never prevailed. This session, there is a bill, House Bill 3871 by State Representative Julie Johnson, a Democrat from Carrollton, that would establish the Live Well Texas program or expand Medicaid in the state. Though the bill itself has not received a hearing in the House Human Services Committee, it does boast 72 total authors, to include 4 Republican joint authors or 7 Republicans overall. This potentially puts the public support for Medicaid expansion at slightly below the 76-vote threshold in the House, meaning that if an amendment is offered, there is the potential that they have the votes necessary to successfully attach it to the House's version of the budget. The overall Senate convenes at 1 p.m. today. They still have several bills on their intent calendar to include bills like Senate Bill 22 or the First Responders Pandemic Care Act, authored by State Senator Drew Springer, a Republican from Munster. This is a priority of Lieutenant Governor Tan Patrick's. This bill would establish a statutory presumption for first responders who die or are disabled from complications related to any disease that prompted an emergency declaration by the governor. Currently, first responders with suspected COVID-19 work-related cases are required to prove that exposure occurred to them during their duties of employment. The bill would flip that presumption as the default in qualifying for benefits and compensation. Critics of the bill argue that by adding this default presumption, the potential costs, which according to the bill's fiscal note are indeterminate, could be significant without any appropriate safeguards. Today is day 100 of the 140-day legislative session, meaning there are just 40 days left, or put another way, that the legislative session itself is 71% complete. That's it for today's episode. Join us again tomorrow for another preview where we focus on the House's deliberations on the budget, among other important issues moving through the process. As always, check out our website, texasscorecard.com, for news and commentary on a whole host of issues related to Texas politics and policy. And if you want up-to-the-minute updates, make sure to follow me on Twitter, Twitter handle @opinionatedk. I'll see you tomorrow. Take care.